What we're doing here is entering a consultation process with stakeholders across the county, starting with the council today, really to look at a future direction for LYIT and where we see it going in the future. Obviously, we've been pursuing the relationship with the University of Ulster for a while now. We're also looking at the BMW Technological University with our partner institutes of technology within the region. On the cross-border issue, I think it's fair to say that because of the economic circumstances on both sides of the border at the moment, that cross-border collaboration really has disappeared off the political agenda. And what we're really looking for is to engage with the councillors here, engage with national government and say, how can we get this back on the table again? And in fairness to the Minister for Education and Skills, he has recently tabled this as one of the issues he wants to see addressed again. I think there's an issue there in terms of what the Irish population in total can look and see, what benefit can cross-border collaboration have. Obviously, where we live, the region we're operating in, it's vitally important and we need to have that recognised and put back on the agenda.
You said the other issue is there can be difficulties too from the Northern Ireland side as far as increased border cooperation is concerned. There's differences in fee structures, there's differences in qualifications, etc. So there are a few minefields to walk if that collaboration is to be strengthened.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and they've been identified and signposted to the relevant departments as well. I think in the context of higher education, the Northern Ireland higher education strategy has yet to be concluded. That was due to be concluded in the last calendar year. So we would like to see that finished off and see where the overlap is between the higher education strategy in the north and the south. And that then gives us a context within which to work.